For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. One of the biggest challenges confronting law enforcement officers in our region is dealing with suspects who are high on methamphetamine. In the first of an occasional series of reports on meth, Kevin Willis brings us this story about how the drug is impacting Glasgow and Barron County.
For Dean Crumbaugh, an incident that took place in January is the perfect example of how meth is making the job of law enforcement even more dangerous than it already was. Crumbaugh, a sergeant with the Glasgow Police Department, was helping two fellow officers who had an altercation with a suspicious acting person at a gas station parking lot. The suspect, who was behind the wheel of a car, backed into an officer who was on foot and then sped away. The two officers and Sergeant Crumbaugh gave chase, following the suspect from Glasgow to the Warren County line about 20 miles away.
The person ended up going through a fence row, driving on the back of a farm, going down into the woods with this little lowrider-looking car, and after running into a tree, blowing the airbags out on the vehicle, totally disabling the vehicle, then they were able to go out the driver's side window and take off on foot. Our officers had to eventually detain this person and take control of them with a taser.
As you listen to this story, you're probably imagining the fleeing suspect as a large man. Sergeant Crumbaugh says that's not the case.
It was about a 115, 120-pound woman, something you may expect out of a hardened 250-pound, you know, large criminal man out of prison, but that's not what it was. It was a small woman.
Officers discovered an active meth lab in the trunk of the suspect's car. At that point, says Sergeant Crumbaugh, it all made sense. Crumbaugh and other law enforcement officers interviewed for this story say there's nothing like dealing with someone on meth. Glasgow Police Chief Guy Turcotte says his officers face violent encounters with meth addicts on an almost daily basis.
All the time. Just in the last week, I've had two officers injured.
Meth sharpens the user's mind in an almost fanatical way on a single task. Sergeant Crumbaugh says the meth addict he chased last month was able to drive a speeding car through narrow, twisty rural roads in the dark. He says there's no comparison between someone who's high on meth and someone who's, say, drunk.
The person that had been drinking after they were going 80 miles an hour down a curvy road would have probably ran off the road. A person on meth thinks they can drive better than what they actually can, and so they're willing to try anything.
Meth is a stimulant, not a depressant like alcohol or marijuana. When a person smokes, snorts, swallows, or injects meth, it speeds up their thinking, says Glasgow doctor William Thornberry Jr.
They're going to, at least initially, they're going to begin to think clear. They're going to think what they feel is clear, but they're going to think quicker. It's going to cause the brain to become much more focused on certain things.
Certain things like eluding police. Another side effect of heavy meth use is a lack of sleep. Some meth users say they've stayed up weeks at a time without sleeping because there's so much of the stimulant in their bodies. Dr. Thornberry says days without sleep can cause a person to become manic.
Well, when you add methamphetamine to that, well, that's just throwing gas on the fire. And that makes those people, again, even more dangerous because they're not in a position where they're trying to do things for the betterment of others. They're doing it for the self-gratification of what they need. And they're only concerned about what their brain tells them to be concerned about, and that is, I want more pleasure, I want more of this drug.
This is the nightmare scenario that police in the region are facing when they encounter meth addicts, individuals who may not have slept or eaten in 5 days or longer, someone who is high on a drug that makes them feel as if they have superhuman strengths. Police in the South Central Kentucky region are getting a lot of opportunities to encounter violent, desperate meth addicts. Warren, Barron, Metcalf, and Edmondson counties are all in the top 10 statewide for the number of meth lab busts. Reporting for WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.